Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. And DJ, who's our new guy, is here and going to play a game with you two.
Oh.
Yeah. Or like you guys.
I haven't met DJ yet.
I know.
Hello, Todd.
What's up, man?
There you go.
There we go.
Jump right in. Yeah. Well, not shy.
People
awesome.
Forget
Good for you.
That Todd is over at the TV station.
Mm-hmm.
And we're at the radio station, you know, which actually has been good for social distancing, you know, but that's
yeah,
always...
I don't want to be around Todd during this time.
But pre-COVID, I mean, that's just the way it is. So Todd has not met DJ because DJ's at the radio station and Todd's at the TV
DJ,
station.
Describe what you look like.
Whoa, you're weird.
I have never seen him. I want to know.
We'll send you a picture, Todd.
Yeah.
Okay, we have to...
All right, I was going to go with breakdown, but yeah.
Good for DJ.
So we're going to play a round of Reverse Family Feud, okay?
Okay.
So that's coming up in a second. I got to have more of this talk about ashes, which is kind of an odd topic, and I just acknowledge that. But one of the things I'm proud of in our show is that we don't really shy away from talking about stuff that could be uncomfortable because it's real, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we could do just only silly stuff, and we like to do that, and we like to play games and all that, but sometimes we have serious conversations. And this topic came up because a guy lost his wife, and obviously I identify with that. I lost my partner Kyle last year, and he was keeping the urn in the bedroom. Now he's met a new woman, and they're engaged, and the fiance is like, you know, it's kind of weird that it's in the bedroom.
Mm.
And we kind of talked this out, Kelly and I, a little while ago, and we kind of came to the conclusion that yeah, like if it makes the fiance uncomfortable, like the bedroom of all places, like put it somewhere else in the house.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, you know, you don't want to erase the memory of that person. And if it's important to him, you know, obviously he went through a traumatic loss. But the bedroom, you know, that's where the most intimate sharing space in the house, you know.
Right.
So that was our conclusion. But then I thought, you know, it's not just urns. Like people keep ashes in all kinds of weird places. And then we put that topic out there, and now we've got people on the phone ready to tell us about where they keep ashes or where they saw someone who kept ashes. And sometimes it's a little weird, you know, or kind of quirky.
Sure.
You know, even if it's meant to be comforting,
yeah,
which it is, it can be a little odd, you know. So we'll start with you. So where did you see or where was someone keeping their ashes, Nikki?
Around their neck.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard of that. Were they like compressed or was it in like a little vial or...
Actually, it was a wife and her husband had passed on. I'm a nurse and I saw this really pretty necklace on this woman and I said, wow, that's really pretty. What is that? You know, it looked like it was something that would draw a question. And she said, oh, that's my husband's ashes.
Hmm.
Yeah. Kind of nice, kind of morbid.
I mean, you know. Yeah.
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 But she, you know, to her credit, she was older. I don't think she was out, you know, trying to find someone else. And
yeah.
That was like a decorative thing that she was going to wear up to the bars or something.
Could you tell?
Oh, my God. I could say something right now, but I really want to be respectful. And I'm just like,
This is my single night necklace. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. Okay,
love
thanks.
Topic of conversation. You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Nikki. Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Hi, Coast. Who's this?
Hi, this is Ines.
Ines, hi. Good morning. Odd place someone kept ashes.
Yeah, so I keep a portable tin of my stepfather's ashes, and something that my mom and I decided is because I like to travel, and he always got a kick out of my adventures. That I'd spread them every place that I go.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's cool.
That's actually really sweet.
Yes.
Do you ever get nervous about the tin opening when it's not supposed to?
Sure.
I keep it like, I am. So I keep it like wrapped in saran wrap and then I put it in plastic bag. So that does not happen. But yes, that is a fear I have.
So no one's mistaking that for like a candy tin.
Oh, wow.
No. When I go...
Oh, you broke up. Wait, you broke up. When you go to airports, do they ask you funny questions about it?
No, but I'm always worried they're going to, and then they're going to open it up and be like, why do you have ashes?
Right. Are you even allowed to do that? I don't even know.
I think a lot of people do that.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but.
All right, Ines. Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, Coast. Who's this?
Hey, good morning. This is Connie.
Hi, Connie. Odd place someone keeps ashes?
So I bring my mom in the car with me on road trips.
You do, too. What kind of vessel is she in?
She is in a marble, beautiful, pink urn, and it weighs a ton. I have to ask the kids to put Grammy in the car for me.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's like, it's a little dark, Connie.
Oh, no. She sits in the front seat, and we go to McDonald's like we used to. She loves chicken nuggets and chocolate milkshakes, and we have some of those in her honor. And then I'll go to meet some of her friends that are getting up there, and I'll ask if they mind if I bring Mom. And some of them are okay with it, and some would like her to stay in the car.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Do you buckle her in?
Oh, you know, I should probably.
Yeah.
That would definitely go through the window.
Yeah.
And she goes to visit her husband.
Oh.
She goes back and forth with me. So I don't know if it's really weird, but I feel closer to her that way.
Oh, yeah, that's sweet. Well, I think one of the things that I've learned, you know, is that we all handle grief and loss and you know, moving forward differently. And, you know, we don't want to. That works for you, so that works for you.
Yeah, and
you better buckle Mom in though, because I feel like, you know, that a big marble thing flying around the car, you know.
If she's heavy.
If she's so heavy, that would definitely hurt someone if she went flying.
Yeah.
And then somebody else would be in the same predicament. Yeah.
Right. Thanks for calling, Connie.
Yeah. Have a great day, guys.
You too.
You too.
If you want to chime in on the discussion, you could go to our Facebook page, Coast 931 on Facebook. Okay. Now a hard left turn.
Okay.